Have you ever noticed how watching a massive game on your living room couch feels, entirely different than watching it shoulder to shoulder with like 200 screaming fans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a totally different vibe.
Right, because there is a literal psychological shift that happens when we synchronize our stress, our chants, and our joy with a crowd.
Welcome to KOP News. Today we are covering exactly where that collective energy is being engineered for you this summer.
Consider us your official anchors for this deep dive. We are bringing you a quick news update on the massive evolution of San Antonio's ultimate sports destination.
Yeah, and it really is an evolution. I mean, we're looking at a venue taking a massive leap to completely change how a local fan base interacts with sports, and just in time for the World Cup, too.
Exactly. So let's get right into how they're doing that, because you probably know the original spot as the King of Padel.
Oh, for sure. For a while, they were the absolute heartbeat of padel in the city, which, by the way, if you haven't got the bug yet, is that high-speed hybrid of tennis and squash. Yeah, the one played inside a glass court. It's intense. But they have officially rebranded into the KOP Sports and Entertainment Center.
Right. So they are expanding from a niche court to a massive multi-sport and social hub.
And the strategy behind that is just fascinating. You know, when a business is hyper-focused on one niche, they kind of cap their community.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? So by integrating off-site golf events and creating massive upscale screening parties, they aren't abandoning paddle at all. They are cross-pollinating.
Cross-pollinating, I like that.
Yeah, they're intentionally pulling different local subcultures, like the golfers, the soccer diehards, the racket players, all into a single ecosystem.
It's like an athlete moving from a specialist to a playmaker. They aren't just bulking up their stats, they are actively changing how the whole team interacts by connecting people who normally wouldn't share the same space.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
But if you build a massive new ecosystem like that, you need a heavy-hitting event to stress test the new identity.
Which brings us to the World Cup. Inside this newly expanded KOP Center is King's Tavern, which is their upscale sports bar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they are completely transforming it to serve as what they call a viewing cathedral for the tournament.
Wait, a viewing cathedral?
Yeah, kicking off June 11th with Mexico versus South Africa, and it runs all the way through the final on July 19th.
Okay, so I hear viewing cathedral and I immediately think of giant screens and cold beer, which is great, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But like every sports bar has that. What actually makes this a cathedral?
Well, it's the intentional design of the psychology of the room. A normal bar just happens to have TVs playing in the background while people socialize, right?
Yeah, usually with the sound off or barely audible.
Exactly. But a viewing cathedral is architecturally and culturally focused entirely on the match. It demands your attention.
Wow, okay.
The seating, the audio, the premium food, it's all curated so that when a strategic play happens on screen, the entire room reacts as a single organism.
So it replicates the emotional stakes of being inside an actual stadium, but right in San Antonio?
Spot on. That's exactly how they handle watching the action.
But they are also blending that with experiencing the action live,
That's right.
right? Because on June 6th at 2:00 p.m., Mexican soccer legend Marco Fabian is coming to KOP for a massive Michelob Ulterior ticket giveaway.
Yes. And the stakes for this are super high. If you show up, and you do have to be 21 or older for this one.
Makes sense. Michelob Ulterior.
Right. You take on a challenge to win two tickets to see Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal face DR Congo live in Houston.
That is undeniably cool. But let me push back here for a second, because I'm curious.
Okay, go for it.
When you transition from a tight-knit niche community to bringing in global soccer stars and huge crowds for a giveaway, don't you risk alienating the loyal locals who just want their quiet Tuesday night paddle match? How did they balance that?
That is the exact risk of scaling up. And it's actually why looking at their full June lineup is so revealing. They aren't just throwing everything at the wall.
What do you mean?
Well, they are carefully segmenting their events to serve every single layer of their community.
Make that make sense for me. Like, how does a golf tournament serve a padel player?
It's really about giving the community more ways to play together. For the purists, they are running the high-level Cis Padel tournament from June 5th through the 7th.
Ah, okay, so that honors their roots.
Exactly. Then, to foster outside networking, they are taking over the greens at La Cantera for the King's Golf Cup on June 17th.
Nice. And then what about families?
Well, for casual family engagement, they have a Father's Day event on the 21st, combining active court time with drinks at King's Tavern. They're basically making sure no one gets left behind in the expansion.
So they're providing a specific entry point for everyone. I love that. So if you want to claim your spot in this ecosystem before the summer crowds take over, you need to book your tables via OpenTable.
Or the KOP app or their website.
Right. And you will find them at 314 Nolan Street.
It's definitely the blueprint for how local sports venues are going to survive and thrive moving forward.
It really makes you wonder, as venues like KOP completely blur the lines between actively playing a sport, upscale dining, and synchronizing with hundreds of people at massive watch parties.
Oh, absolutely.
How will this all-in-one experience fundamentally change what you expect from your favorite sports communities in the future?